get a good feeling.
Welcome back into Cover 2, everybody. We said we'd circle back to it, so let's circle back to it. You said you don't think it's a foregone conclusion that the Heat win the title this year.
No, I don't think that at all. Listen, are they the best team? Are they certainly the favorite? Yes. LeBron James is playing out of his mind. Mm-hmm. He is ruining Carmelo Anthony's MVP campaign. Yeah. I'm very upset about this.
Goodbye to that. Who's still talking? Do you think people at Madison Square Garden are like, MVP? No. No, he's not.
I mean, he's killing it. He's having a phenomenal season on arguably a worse team. I think the Knicks can certainly give him a run for their money. You know, we talked about the Indiana Pacers, and I'm not saying that I buy heavy on the Pacers, but the Pacers took them, I believe, 6 games last year, and the Pacers have a lot of big men, which is a recipe for disaster if you're the Miami
Heat. If Granger's healthy, the Pacers starting lineup's legit.
Oh, it's very legit. Those are your main competitors coming out of the East.
And you poo-poo the Bulls. I wouldn't.
I do poo-poo the Bulls.
If Rose comes back healthy, it's an if now. It was a when, and now it's kind of an if whether or not he'll be back this year. But if he's healthy, I mean, that team's holding its own without its far and away best player right now.
Yes. So if he's healthy. Again, and actually, I think that this is the same problem that the Indiana Pacers have, and I've said it before. The Chicago Bulls put playoff effort in the regular season. Not every team does that, so that's why they look a bit better than they are. I think the Indiana Pacers have the same thing. They're number one in defense. They're number one in rebounding. You get into the postseason where everybody's out there trying to get every rebound like their life depends on it, like a championship depends on it, because it does. And all of a sudden, those teams get exposed for being effort guys. And I'm all about effort and all about Tommy Tibbs and the coaches that can get that out of their guys in 82 regular season games.
Yep.
That being said, you need to kind of look past it a little bit when evaluating those teams.
Right. But I just think, I look at this Heat team, and it's just, good God.
They don't
good,
have
man.
Fantastic depth.
They don't, but
Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade's not the Dwayne Wade of old. He's not the Dwayne Wade that beat Dirk Nowitzki a couple years ago.
They didn't have great depth last year. Dwayne Wade wasn't he hasn't fallen off a cliff between last year and this year.
No, but the Knicks
and LeBron James has taken his game to a unforeseen before level right now.
Right. He's playing out of his mind. Listen, they have gotten better. At least LeBron is playing better, and every year that team, they mesh better as a unit, which teams are going to do. Mm-hmm. But the same can be said about the Knicks. The Knicks actually improved in this offseason when I thought they were making a whole bunch of roster errors. I was wrong there. Now, coming down the stretch with their age, we will see how that
and
factors
I think,
in.
I mean, have they regressed to the mean a little bit? The Knicks, I mean,
a bit in
the past couple. Yeah,
a
they
bit,
have. You
but,
have to see
but
where
you're
they
also
go.
Working in an Amari Stoudemire, and he's showing some good signs. You're working back in an Iman Shumpert. You're getting your postseason roster ready. By the way, big Pacers Knicks games tonight. That's going to be good to watch. Am I saying that the Knicks, is it a foregone conclusion that the Knicks beat the Heat? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that they certainly could. The Pacers certainly could. And then if you look in the West, you know, Cliff Paul sorry, it was a Cliff Paul joke. It got me off track.
Yeah.
You know, he's got those Clippers playing very good basketball. I don't believe that the Lakers are going to turn it around in my preseason prediction.
You're only going to play one of those teams. If you're the Heat, you're only playing one of those teams in the West. And do you really think... to me, it's the Thunder.
Okay,
and you beat the Thunder already, and now they don't have Harden.
I understand that. And the Thunder have good big men in Kendrick Perkins and Serge Ibaka that play defense. If you had an elite scoring big man, or ideally to block the post moves that LeBron has developed. If it were to be the Clippers, though, you're talking DeAndre Jordan, and you're talking Blake Griffin, and then who is guarding that? Chris Bosh? He's a soft defender. He's a finesse player. Bron probably plays one of them. That opens up. You're talking at the end of a season, a potential 5-6-7 game series with Chris Paul wearing down Dwayne Wade. I don't know if Dwayne Wade can play defense on your best player and produce offensively like he used to.
Who on the Clips defends LeBron?
I mean, no one on any team defends LeBron. But... So you'd have to
do you really
let LeBron do him and then shut down the rest of that team.
Handicap it for me. Do you think the Clips beat the Thunder?
No, I think you're going to look at a repeat of last year's finals.
Bummer for us with the Lakers.
Yeah, not looking good on the Lakers. However, if the Lakers trade Dwight Howard,
get a
fantastic Danny Granger-related package, as we mentioned in segment one, you could see a turnaround. Plus, they will be playing for Dr. Buss.
Do the Lakers make the playoffs, yes or no?
Well, can't we get to that in my outrageous claim?
All right, fine. That's right. I got ahead of myself.
Now, I want to move to baseball quickly here, Joe, because there is a phenomenal matchup coming on this Saturday, the 22nd. And you say to yourself, what are you talking about, Pierce?
February?
We are a month and a half away from the start of the Major League Baseball season. That's true, but I'm starting to itch because I love Major League Baseball.
I understand you're itching, and we'll have a doctor attend to you later.
We are scratching this itch, itch as soon as possible.
Is there anything worse, though, than... Which would you rather watch, a spring training baseball game or a preseason NFL game?
Oh, definitely a baseball game.
Ugh.
Because you start to feel the spring.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. It's not even that the game is any good, but you get to watch your guys.
Great League ball is brutal.
It is brutal. But when they open the doors for the first game of the season, who will the Mets be playing? The Nats. Who will be on the mound? Zach Wheeler versus Steven Strasburg. Sign me up right now.
And at that point, who will the Mets' highest paid outfielders be? That's right.
Bobby Bonilla.
And Jason Bay.
It's neither here. We're focusing on the positives. I'm sorry.
The negatives are just too fun. The Mets' highest paid outfielders are Bobby Bonilla and Jason Bay.
Why you got to do this, man?
I'm sorry. It's just, come on.
Zach Wheeler. Throws righty, bats lefty.
Talk to me, Matt.
22 years old. Some people have said he's the next Steven Strasburg, going up against the current Steven Strasburg, who's only like 23, so it's going to take a while to pass that baton. This is a great matchup. You're talking about a Zach Wheeler that hopefully cracks the Mets opening day.
I'm sorry, we got to stop. I can't be breaking down opening day baseball in February, man. It's
Grapefruit League,
all
man.
All we got. Oh, really?
Listen, Zach Wheeler, probably because the Mets are awful, will not make the opening day roster because they want to wait till he's 27 years old to bring him up to avoid arbitration, which is ridiculous. We have no hope. The only hope we have is Harvey and Wheeler play the damn guy. That being said, this could be the only time. This is, you want your fix? You want your Mets hope? 2013?
That's it.
It's happening February
23rd. It's running out quickly.
And then it's going away
right now,
until next season.
All the baseball season is right now is B-roll of a bunch of guys doing ankle rolls in the outfield, and the Mets hope is vanishing quickly.
You know what else is terrible in terms of Mets hope while we're on the subject?
Yeah.
Daniel Murphy, cortisone injection. I think he's got a back issue or an ab issue.
Yep.
Now, normally you'd say, oh, Daniel Murphy, that's a bummer. Daniel Murphy is the second best offensive player on the New York Mets. Daniel Murphy, you cannot fill a void.
What happened to positive?
I just told you the positive. The positive is on Saturday. Now we're going back. Daniel Murphy, and I love the Murph dog, is literally the second best offensive talent. He's better than Ike Davis, and then you just have a hodgepodge of Ruben Tejadas and whatever the outfield is.
The ghost of Jason Bay.
Right. Bobby Bonilla, the highest paid player in the Mets outfield, probably would be the best player if you put him in the Mets outfield.
Right now. Oh, that is just, man, how do you do it, man?
It's a struggle. By the way, Bobby Bonilla played a lot of third base in his career. Somebody put a little bit of a curveball to make that stat. However, it is still embarrassing.
It is great, though.
It is bad.
Because it doesn't sound as good as Bobby Bonilla is the second highest paid
third baseman behind David Wright, who's making $25 million per.
But
Wheeler, Strasburg, where will you be?
We're gonna sneak in, unbelievable. We're gonna sneak in a little NASCAR news here. Your thoughts? Danica Patrick wins the pole for Daytona on Sunday. Is this a landmark moment for women in sports?
No, it is not. She has done nothing. If she wins the Daytona 500, it will be a landmark moment for women in sports. And it, you know, it's kind of embarrassing when you talk about Danica Patrick because, again, and I don't know if you're a big NASCAR fan. Let me break it down for you.
I follow.
The pole is a timed 4-lap race with no one else on the track.
Right.
Now, if Danica Patrick
who's going to be first, right?
If she's a legitimate driver, she shouldn't care about this. If she's a legitimate driver, you talk about suffragettes, you talk about women's rights. If you want to talk women's rights and all things being equal, then this is stupid and it doesn't matter.
Pierce Brick stumping for feminism. Well, no, I mean, the drivers care. There's points. They get points for
winning. You probably get a little bit of a bonus.
Right.
from Kendrick Motorsports or whoever she's working for.
Kendrick? Close. Hendrick? Hendrick. There Hendrick. You go. It's an H.
Whatever.
It's close.
It's a silent, silent H.
Yeah.
The point is that if she's legit, then this is a minor victory for her en route to a bigger goal.
Because this is the second win of her career, right? The pole is the second win of her career. First one came in a formula or an Indy race in Japan, and somehow that translated to, we need her NASCAR.
Now, right. I could win an Indy race in Japan.
I'm not sure that's true.
It's go-karts in Japan, man.
Do you even drive a...
They don't even race those. They just hadn't... They like delivered an anime package of Danica Patrick winning that race.
Do you even know how to drive manual? Can you drive stick?
No, I can't drive stick.
All right. Well, then your chances are great.
I could burn it out. Be good.
No, it's good.
Car would need some new brakes, but whatever.
I'm not even sure brakes is what would actually be hurt.
Everything would
be hurt
by the time.
Two drivers who drive automatic, people. How we doing? It's great. We'll come back in. Hodgepodge stuff in segment three. Some NHL. Maybe some Blade Runner news. Not the cool Harrison Ford way. And, you know, just our boy Johnny Football is going to check in the next segment. It's cover two.